Tanisek Esther Muktum, Yud Aleph Adar Sheni, Thursday the 17th of March, Dain Yisrael Yaakov Liechtenstein, Matanis Levionim, a day ahead.
This Shaila about giving Matanis Levionim before Purim is actually an old Shaila. It's, I'm going to discuss a little bit of the Bekeres. Especially, it came to the fore about 20 years ago in the halachic literature between two choshve rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael, my Rebbe Rabbi Moshe Halberstam Zichron Levrocha, and Rabbi Meir Brandzov, I lived Chavrusa with for 6 years, and they in both of their sforim they deal with this issue. Rabbi Moshe Halberstam in Divrei Moshe, and in Rabbi Meir Brandzov in the Sefer Knei Boisim Chelik Sheni. They dealt with a particular question. The question was, somebody who wanted to give Matonis Le'evyoinim, Mo'is Purim, he wanted to give to Aniye Yerushalayim. Now, in the case of Aniye Yerushalayim, and he doesn't live in Yerushalayim, let's say he lives in either outside Yerushalayim or he lives in Chutz La'aretz. And the question, of course, is, it's a bit sharper, the question, because this person gives, a person lives in Chutz La'aretz, and he sends mo'os, he sends money for Yerushalayim, by the time that it's going to be given to the people in Yerushalayim, his Purim is long gone, he's back at work already. So, the question is, was he yoytze the mitzvah of Matanis Le'evyoinim? For the simple reason that even if he gave it on his day, let's say Yud Dalid, and it would get to Yerushalayim, it can't be given early, it has to be, we'll still see whether it can or not, but it's given over the second day, the Tezvavim. By Tezvavim already, it's always Purim for him. So that question, this question was dealt with by those two Rabbonim. I'll discuss a little bit their various svaras. I should say at the outset that although it's a choshev mitzvah to send money to Aniye Yerushalayim, I don't want to degrade it, it could be that Aniye Yircha is quite important also, because people should not forget the local moistness when giving out Matanis Le'evyoinim, we're giving out tzedakah. So let's go into the Shaila itself. But of course the Shaila originally was, and I'll show you where in Shulchan Aruch, in the Poskim, the Shaila originally, of course, was, in general, could someone, forget about, in the case of Tezvav, even Yadalit, could someone give money today, let's say, and to be sent to Eretz Yisrael, or even here, to be given out on Yadalit. And some of the people would feel it's quite convenient. You know, Purim is a pretty hectic day, and it would be quite easier at least to take care of this. Same question, by the way, I'm going to discuss for shortly, is also on Shleach Maris. Can a lot of people decide they're going to go away, and they send Shleach Maris to be given out on Purim? Can one do that? Now, when you look, strictly speaking, you look straight at Shulchan Aruch, ask, what's the Shaila over here? In Shulchan Aruch it says, Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet, when he starts on the din of Chayiv Kol Odom Litei Lepom Shnei Matonos L'Shnei Aniyim, so the Mogam Avram Sivkot and Aleph brings the Kosav B'Mor, that's the Baal Hamor, Lo Yitei Lehem Koidem Purim, you shouldn't give it before Purim. Why? Dilme ochlu lehu koidem Purim. Maybe they will eat it up before Purim. I'm not going to go over the whole balabor, but just read out to you the issue that's brought down the beginning of Megillah. The balamor brings Rabbeinu Ephraim. He says, the question, of course, is and it says that the Gemara speaks about Aniyim, a nehem shall aniyim nesuois lebigra megillah, that the kidei lechalik lehem mois purim. Says the Rabbi Ephraim, he says bismar hazeh brought down the Balamor. She Yisrael Yisorim b'diktiki aniyus, that people are so poor. If you will give the matonis l'ashoinim today or tomorrow, what will happen is asli v'ochlu b'yoyim avud, lead it up before Purim. The simchas Purim, that is the key where ein or heges elo bismano meila botlo lo simcha. He says the whole purpose of the Matanas Le'avyoinim is to bring Simcha. I'm going to read you a Lashon HaRambam. He says, and by the time Purim comes along, it's long gone, they ate it up. So he says, V'i'amrit, Likru B'yud'alef, he says, he's going on the din of Kriyat Mila. And if you'll tell people to read on Yud'alef, this is speaking about, if you remember the sugi in the beginning of Megillah, deals with people, the forum, and can't get together. So he says, if you tell them to read on Yud Aleph, and you don't give them anything, say you'll say, well, I don't want them to eat up the matonis if you're in it early, so don't get it. I won't give it. What will the Aniyim see? The Aniyim will see, you read the Megillah today, and you didn't give them anything. There's no stoka. They will be miyayish. And they'll despair, and they'll leave Ozlu Duchta Achrina, and Memele Kabotlo Mitzvah Purim, the whole Mitzvah of Purim will be bottled from those who bring on Yirav Yinbin. So this idea is already brought in the Rabbeinu Ephraim, this chash that the Magen Avraham brings the Baal Mor, do not give it before Purim. Because you have to be concerned. They'll eat it up, it won't be around. What the Magen Avraham doesn't say is, and what would be the din if you could certainly guarantee that it wouldn't be done? Limoshel, if you gave it to a gabbai and told the gabbai, look, I'm giving it to you today, but don't distribute it until you dal it. So any pashtis would be mashmeh, maybe from the Balamor, this wouldn't be a problem. Because the whole problem is Vayitem Dilma Ochlu Koidem Purim. Interestingly enough, in the Meforshim on the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham the Matzah Shekel says, and Eino Chinami, Minig Ha'olam Litim Koidem Purim. The meaning is Takin gave it before Purim. Frekt Machta Shekel on himself. After the mitzvahs, Matonis Lev Yoinim, mitzvahs Lidachka B'yoyim Purim. But L'choyre, he asked the Kashi, how could he give it before? The mitzvah is on Purim. So Rechloimar, Gam, they sit in base Matonis Lev Yoinim, Gam B'yoyim Purim. It's not very satisfactory. So he says, well, then do it again on Purim itself. They'll always find it on Yom Purim, don't worry about it. So the Machta Shekel is a bit strange. On one hand he says, to give it. It's almost like to justify it. Then he says, no, well, maybe not. You really have to give it on Purim itself. There is an interesting Prima Godim, though. Prima Godim says, when he brings us in, he says, the Prima Godim is actually not here, but it is in the next simon dealing with Sholach Monas. In the din of Sholach Monas, there's a Shiloh, a din brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, by the Ramah. If you send Sholach Monas to somebody and he doesn't want to accept, or he's Meichel, Sholach Monas L'Re'eyu, says the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Yotza, Yoyotza. On this, says the Prima Godim, says, on this thing, he brings in Tofresh Tzadikei, I guess He brings like this. Ayin Mogen Avram of Baal Hamor that says Lo Yitein Koidem Purim. Now I remember the Mogen Avram I spoke about was on Matanis Lev Yoinim. On this din, he says, look at the Mogen Avram who says you shouldn't give Dilma Achli. Maybe they will eat it up. Umashma, but if mashma, this dim that I said, holav hochi shori, if you could be sure that it wouldn't be eaten up, it would be okay to give it. So therefore, he said, umil b'leil yudal, don't give it. Dilma achli v'leyotzadeh sudabayun. So the Prima Godim actually compares Mishloach Monos and Matonis Lev Yoinim, and he says that both of them have this shash, you have to make sure that it should not be eaten up. But what about the Etzim Shaila itself? The fact that, let's put it, the Lomdish Shaila over here. You can ensure that the Matonis Lev Yoinim or the Shalach Monos will be eaten on Purim. But can you send it up before? So in the siman in the Tovrin Sarigit by Shalach Monos, the Achroinim bring, the Behetiv brings. I'm not used to these. What would happen if somebody was in Medina Sayam? Anyway, it brings let's see. You have old,
yeah.
Old. He brings the Achronim say that if somebody was in Medina Sayam, you could actually send it out from before and make sure that it would come on Purim. That's as far as the Shalach Monos. What about the Matanis Lev Yoinim? I found an interesting Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan, who's always thought to be Mekel, says quite clear. He says, when it comes to Matanis Lev Yoinim, he says, Chayiv litein davke bepurim atzmo. You have to give it on Purim. Avol koidim Purim. But if you gave it before Purim, afilu noson mefurish al Purim eina moil. It says quite clearly that if you gave it before Purim for someone to distribute on Purim, it doesn't help. It's dezeu choyves hayoim davke. That is the choyves hayoim. You have to give it. Uposhetu. Okay, so the Orach HaShulchan says quite categorically that you cannot do this. According to the Orach HaShulchan, there is no het. Why is it? In other words, the shaila is like this. In a sense, the lomdish shaila here. Do you go bosser the makabel or do you go bosser the noisin? What's the real koiveya? Is the koiveya the one who receives it? Mamela, he has to, as long as he received it on his day, is Yaitse. Or do you go, Bosser de Noisen? So these are Achrayna, they start off with the following Shaila. They say, there is a machloikes between, in Achrayim. And there's a famous Chuba in the Chumas Hadeshim, where the Chumas Hadeshim spoke about what you have to give for Shalach Monos. Can you give a beged? Can you give something else? So the Chumash Hadeshim says the Yisod. He says the Yisod of first he says by Shalach Monos. By Shalach Monos, the Matora of the Shalach Monos is that the Mekabel should have a benefit. So according to him, Shalach Monos is pushing that it has to be done on, it has to be received, the Ikur goes with Fiha Mekabel. But some sefer brings a sefer, the Monas Halevi, that now has been reprinted from Shlomo Alkovitz, who says no, that the matara of Shalach Monas is it goes bosser the noisen, that it's basically the noisen, the one who gives by showing that he. That he's mechabed yenem, giving him a sholach monas, that it goes according to the noisim. According to the Chassam Sofer says that lechayre this whole thing bosa noisim bosa mechaba, at least in sholach monas, is totally in his machloikas.
What
is that?
The Ramo said that if he refuses.
Exactly. So my Rebbe, Moshe Halberstam, brings a klara raya. He says, since the din mechila helps, right? So what do you see? In Bosanoisim, you see, you don't even have to have actually go. So that would be great. Except the Prichodesh Taka argues the Rambo. The Prichodesh says he asks on the Rambo, and the Samsonger says Taka vice story. He said that Google was the machlekes by Shalach Monas, if you go Bosa the Noisin or Bosa the Mekabel. Well, okay, the Rambam's Lashon is that, but even when the Rambam brings the din of Shalach Monas, the way the Rambam brings the din of Shalach Monas is partially he says, Chayiv Adam L'Shleach Shtei Monas L'Chaveiroi, right? And then he says, the v'chol hamarbel shleich reim meshubim, etc. And you know, I saw one of the foreshim say the dik is it says mishloach. So the ikur is the mshalach over there. But the Rambam says, look at this, v'chayiv lechalek laniyam b'yom hapurim. And then he says, look at this, he has given mutu leodom leharbois b'matonis avyainim milaharbis b'sudosoi u'bishloach monas l'reyov. Listen to what the Rambam says. It's more important to spend money on matonis avyainim more than on shalach monas. Why? She'ein shom simcha gedoylu mufuera ela sameach levaniyim. What you just said, because the biggest simcha is to sameach the lev aniyim. But he says, vice says that's what he learns in matonas levyoinim, but not in shalach monas. So you can have a good story to say that there's a difference between shalach monas and matonas levyoinim. The only thing is that there is. From the Orochaner wrote a sefer called a Tshuva sefer called Binyan Tzion, and he says klor that when in dealing with Matanos Levyoinim, you always go Bosser the Mekabel. See, in Shalach Monas there's an interesting shaila because the poskim say what happens is a kashrut shaila. You sent something, you sent a Shalach Monas of something that you wouldn't eat. But the Mekabel would eat. Now, of course, this was before we had that. You could say the Shaila is, I don't eat that Hechsher, but he does, right? So I'll send it to him. Well, for your information, it's an alter Shaila, the Chochmah Shloimeh book about the Shaila. If you could send to a Choyle, Stam Yedom, But anyway, be that as it may, came along Rav Meir Brandlov on the Shiloh of Matonis Levyanim, and he asked the Poshta Kasha. He says, the Gemara says that Kriyas Megillah and Matonis Levyanim is totally Hobaha. Right? As we said, because Nesha Einayim Shel Aniyim Nesuois Lebikra Megillah. So he says he doesn't understand what the whole shaila is. It certainly has to go Bosor, he says, the noisen. Why? He says you see actually even the, as the Balamor brought the shaila that the chayre it should have been totally to give it at the time, and because and if they wouldn't get it they would be upset, etc. So he said, but if you see that the matonis levyoinim is always totally in Kriya Samagila, and I'll tell you where this is Nagib is Manazeh, quite often in Eretz Yisrael, when you have a Purim Mishulish in Yerushalayim, so you know what happens. Purim, if Purim is Tezvav, so Yudalit, Tezvav, and Tezayin all have Dinim. What are the Dinim? Kriya Samagila, they do on On Erev Shabbos. On Yud Aleph. So why? Because you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So they makdim it. So the Suda they only do on Sunday. When do you give Matanos Lev Yoinim? You have to give it on Friday. When you give the Megillah. Not in the time of the Suda. So he says, so you see, you go Lefit, so you go Lefit Priyas HaMegillah, L'chayra, Oy Bazoy. Whenever you're being Yoisi, you're Din Megillah, he's speaking about the classical case over there is when someone on, from Yudalid wants to give to someone who's Tezvov. So he says, you see that it goes Lefi Yudalid, so it goes Lefi the Noisin. And Mamela he paskins klor or Brown's or paskins that the matanos levyoinim goes lefita noisin and you can't according to him you cannot be yoitza if you gave the money to someone before and someone's going to use it on tezvov. Yeah, you have to. Frekta Meisha Halberstam he says you got it wrong. The Rochavus is by the way 10 years he's two. He says, "Mipnei she einayim shel aniyim nesuis lemikra megillah." Who's mikra megillah? Everybody says the aniyim's mikra megillah. They're waiting when they their megillah. So he says. So Moshe says. He says, "If that's the case, it doesn't make a difference." When the Noisin's Kriyas Megillah was. It's when Mekabel's Kriyas Megillah. So Ramesha Paskins, quite categorically, he says, no, that it goes Lefi, the Mekabel. And the halacha is, and he says, whether it's somebody who gave on Yudalid Tezvov, or whether it was somebody who gave days before and it gives it out on Yudalid. Wherever he is, that's how he paskins. This controversy was it was quite in the early 1990s when it was going on, and there was a sefer called Yemei Hapurim, written by Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, and in there he brings that interesting that the pulmus. Hat was really in the 80s, and Dayan Weizik ran a Racha passed like Moshe Halberstam, and he said that it goes Lefi the Mekabel and not Lefi the Noisin. So come along, they said, so that was his akro, and he brought actually. It's interesting. It's against the Aruch HaShulchan, but I don't think that Dayan Weizik was too concerned about that. But they bring most of them. They bring. What they really refer to is this the Meforshim who say that, and interestingly enough, there's the Prima Godim says, and in the Machza Shekel that was given years ago, today our minigas that were given Machza Shekel on today or on Taina Sesta, but originally. They used to give the Machza Shekel on either Yudalid in the morning or Yud Gimel at night. And it could be used for Matanos Lev Yoinim. So you say, don't give it. So you see from him that they also understood that you go Boser the Mekabel. But the Shiloh is brought up, brought down. And this is where Mayor Brownstuff says, okay, even if. He says that whatever you'll say, it goes Bosser Mekabel. Shaila is what's and this is what something that I want to point out. What happens? What's the din if you give it to the gabbai? I asked start off in the beginning. I said, you give it to the gabbai, and told the gabbai it's not to be distributed till Purim itself, or. Mayor Bramsofer says, even according to me, who says that it goes Bosu the Noisin, but if the Noisin gave it to a Gabbai on Yudalid, is he Yoitza already the Din Matanos Lev Yoin? And he wants to say it is. Because as the moment the Gabbai got it, the Gemara says in Baba Kama that a Gabbai Yad Aniyim Anan, so it's as if the Aniyim have received it. So Mele, he says that even according to him who says that you have to go, Bosa, the Noisens, the Yoitza. Give it to him on on your Yud Dalid or whatever it is, and Amela your Yoitza Rechiv. Ani as Daiti. This is what I want to say. Shtikol Chiddush. I hold that even though Al Pi Halacha that there is Taka Din that if a Gabbai receives something, it's considered in the Rishus of the Aniyim, it's considered as if the Aniyim got it, but for Matanis Lav Yoinim, I don't think it would help. Matanis Lav Yoinim, I think the Oni has to actually have the money itself. The fact that somebody's holding it for him, it's Sinish Genug as Ot Adin, why? Because the Rambam says, and this is the Matanis Lav Yoinim, he says, So he says, it's not enough. Matanos Lev Yoinim is not just enough that the Oni got it. The Oni in Din has it. There's a Gabbai who's collected in Rishus. I hold that is the thing. The Oni has to have the Simcha from getting it. And the simcha that the Oni gets is not when it's in the Gabbai's hands. It's his own hands. So halacha l'maaseh, even if you are a Gabbai stalker, it's not enough for you to say, okay, I've been zoicha for the aniyim, he's on my list, I'll give it to him for Pesach. So good. The halacha is that it's not only a question, lomdashe hilchus, that he has to have it in coming to him, he has to have it befoil, and therefore the Oni has to be given the money itself on that day. And even so, even if we were to pass him like Rabbi Meir, that it would go Basud and Oisin, and you want to use his Eitza wouldn't be sufficient. Certainly, if you go Basud and Makabel. Certainly the halacha is that it has to actually be received into the Mekabel's hand itself. Fayelach important to everybody.